This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, my friend, I don't care how bad the Buffs are. It's always great catching up with you.
Well, it's good catching up with you. You know what? We got an exhibition basketball game here in Boulder tonight, so let's just talk about that. What do you think?
Let's talk about that. I'm excited, man. I mean, I will ask you a couple of questions about the football side of it. We'll get through it together. But the basketball side, I mean, when you have Tad Boyle as the head coach, it doesn't matter if the McKinley Wrights of the world move on. And again, great player. Tad just continues to find ways to make his basketball team, you know, productive. And already in, you know, the preseason rankings, I was looking at ESPN the other day, just looking at, you know, March Madness predictions, and the Buffs are picked to go dancing.
Yeah, they've got them. They were receiving votes in the preseason AP poll. You know what Tad has done? He has done he's done something in this day and age that a lot of people don't have the patience for. Now, he came in and started out his career here, obviously doing very well. You know, year number two, winning a Pac-12 championship in his first year of the Pac-12, second year of the program. But what he's done, he's built this thing the correct way, and you need patience for that at times. Now, we've talked about it on the show. There have been people that have, over the years, have said, "No, we need to find a new coach." And I kept saying, "You don't know what you're talking about. This guy is the guy. He's building it the right way. He's putting a foundation on it. There's a culture that's been built here. He's done it a certain way. There's a system. There's an expectation. He doesn't, you know, build his program on transfers. He does it recruiting guys and developing them. Look, all the guys that are in the NBA right now. And so he's done a phenomenal job of building that. And everyone knows what Colorado basketball is. It has an identity. It rebounds. It plays defense. It develops guys. It's got great guard play over the years. And so hence, when guys like McKinley Wright, who goes down as an all-time great here at CDU, when they leave, you don't have to go and rebuild, you reload. And I think he's gotten to his point, that point in his career now, where that's kind of what he's doing, and it's fun to watch.
So, Mark, tell us a little bit about what you expect. You know, who stands out to you on the roster? What do you fully expect from this program to be pretty competitive in the Pac-12, I'm guessing, then, right?
Well, I think so, without question. I think it'll be one of the top teams. I know everyone's talking about UCLA, and rightly so. They went to the Final Four last year and a very good team and returned essentially everybody. But, you know, Evan Batty's going to be the rock in the middle. That's going to be the upper class they're going to build around. I think what we saw last year from some of the young guys is really going to be fun to watch them develop, because there is so much youth on this team. But keep an eye on Tristan Da Silva. That's the guy that I don't think a lot of people talk about, that I think is going to be a phenomenal piece of the puzzle. I think he's highly skilled. He's 6'10". He's gained some weight in the weight room now. He can play the 3. He can play the 4. He can play the 5. I think he'd probably play the 2 if he had to at different times. But he is highly skilled. He's got a high basketball IQ. He's just like his brother was at Stanford, who turned out to be a phenomenal player. I think he's the guy that's really going to be special when it's all said and done.
Talking to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, how do you think the Pac-12 in general? We talk about the football side of it all day, but you look at basketball. I mean, it should be a strong group as far as like those, you know, top 5 or 6 teams.
Oh, I think so. I mean, UCLA, we just mentioned. Colorado's going to be in the mix there. I think, you know, Oregon, what they do up there and the way that they kind of rebuild that thing, just kind of restocking when they go out and find all the transfers and everything, I think they're going to be a very solid team. I think USC is going to be very solid as well. I think they're going to be in the top half of this league. And so, you know, Arizona is going to be there. I know there's been a coaching change and they had some turmoil there, but it's still Arizona, for goodness sake. So, you know, right off the top of your head, there's 5 or 6 programs, you know, are going to be in the mix in this thing. And so I think it's going to be a very strong basketball year for the Pac-12. And they're going to need that because, you know, football has not been great, obviously, this fall.
No, I think Buffs fans are ready to turn that page and get into some basketball. But on the football side of things, well, there was some movement. You know, we're talking about the Broncos, on the other hand, you know, saying, hey, are they going to make any changes? Is that coming? Well, here we go. The Buffs just, you know, cannot get anything really going offensively consistently. And, you know, Carl Durrell moved on from his offensive line coach.
Yeah, he did. That wasn't a total surprise. I think if you were watching, you kind of figured that you know, that was probably going to be one of the shoes that drops with this thing. Now, what, you know, difference does that make in the middle of a season? you know, I don't know. I guess that the proof will be in the pudding kind of moving forward, and we'll see what happens there. But I don't know how much that can really greatly affect anything, you know, with five games remaining in a season. So I'm sure there will be some things. I mean, they'll change a few things, and you know, sometimes there's a little bit of a spark energy-wise that, you know, kind of happens when you make a move like that. So not a total surprise. But, you know, I thought it was interesting on Monday when they asked about further changes, and he said everything is being evaluated. And I've been around this game long enough. That means they are turning every rock over. They're looking at everything and probably indicates that it's not the end of changes forthcoming. Now, are they going to do something else here in the middle of the season? I don't think so. I think whatever may come next will probably come after the season. But, you know, it's one chess move, if you will, in a game moving forward for Carl Durrell. So my guess is they're probably not the last one. And, you know, does that mean that, you know, Mitch Rodrigue, who I like very much, was the problem? No, might have been a contributing factor to what, you know, what we've been seeing in the field. And so that's kind of the way I look at it.
It is always interesting to see, you know, when you see a position or a side of the football, like the offensive side, the defensive side, to see if there is a move and where that move goes. Okay, we're pointing at the offensive line. That seems to be the issue. But from your standpoint, Mark, I mean, it seems like, yeah, we could talk about Brendan Lewis too, but what are you seeing on the offensive side of the ball? I thought maybe after a couple of weeks ago, maybe we were going to open this thing up with Arizona. I know special teams was great, but my goodness, you finally saw the offense go. So I thought confidence is coming in, and then you put up three against Cal.
You know, there's an old line. I've heard Gary Barnett use it many times in a broadcast. You don't make a straight line out of one or two points. There's got to be 3 points, right? And so you had one game where things looked better, and it's a sign of optimism when that happened. I didn't think to myself, oh, this thing is fixed. So now we got to see if there's another one. And then you look for that, about the third one in a row. If you got for 3 weeks in a row, if you see some improvement, you're going, okay, we saw something there. I think what we saw against Arizona was, yeah, sure, they tried a few new things out there, and he had a young quarterback making some plays. I thought the offensive line held up relatively well. But, you know, in hindsight now, that was a blip 1 week. Last week, certainly, they didn't play to the same level. And so, look for a series of those kind of things. Don't look for one or two. And at this point, like I said, the middle of the season, I'm not sure how much you can actually change that. Now, by the way, Carl just had his little press briefing here a little while ago. I'm at the inter-practice facility right now, in fact, and said that Nate Lamon's not going to be playing this week. Mm. And, listen, that's not a good thing for Colorado, playing a team like Oregon, because that guy is such an enormously important part of what they do defensively and overall for that team. That's an enormous loss for Colorado, not having number 53 out to this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, that's a tough one. No question. It's going to be a tall, tall task anyway. You got a top, seven in the country in Oregon. This team's rolling. It could get ugly this weekend. But like you said, we got basketball, Mark. So we can at least look at the positive side there.
Certainly. And I tell you what, this is going to be a great test tonight. I don't think that, you know, when you look at, Tad Boyle's team, I think they're extremely talented, and I think tonight's going to be a very good test for a young team because School of Mines is a very, very good Division II program. I just swallowed wrong. Excuse me.
Even the great Mark Johnson can have that. Wow.
I was eating some honey roasted peanuts before I walked up here. I should have done that. What I was going to say, though, about School of Mines, and this happened a few years ago. Tad had a very talented team, and School of Mines came in here for an exhibition and nearly beat Colorado because they come in, they're a veteran team, they play a very interesting system, and so his young players, Tad's young players, as talented as they are, still don't know what they don't know. And so this is a great scheduling move by Tad to have this exhibition game against a veteran lower-level team that's going to come up here and not care who the Colorado Buffaloes are, don't care how highly regarded their recruiting class is. They're going to come and play really hard with a chip on their shoulder and want to prove something against the higher-level team. And so it's a great test and I think a great learning experience for Tad's team tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, my friend. Mark, always appreciate you. And, you know, stay away from those peanuts, my friend, okay? At least before the broadcast.
I never eat stuff before a broadcast for that very reason right there.
Well, our producer, Michael Kirkpatrick, back there will be very proud of you because he's always telling me, do not eat before you go on the air. He's been my coach for years. So it's been great.
I know, and I generally don't, but yeah, during the day, I kind of sneak it in.
I can't blame you, man. Mark, appreciate you. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, sounds good. See you.
Mark Johnson, that's the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. 12:47 the time. Take a short break. When we come back, Colorado State shutting out the media this week. What does it mean? Is the sky falling? Are they fed up? What is it? we'll discuss on the other side. This is The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.